Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Your life is a fantasy league, isn't it?
You're not kidding. Do you want to explain why you're laughing hysterically at me again?
There's more fantasy this and that, NASCAR. I asked you finally, is there a fantasy NHL? He goes, I think there is.
Now, you asked me, did you ever play fantasy NHL? And I said, no, but I think there is. I said, I did try fantasy NASCAR once, but that didn't last long.
It's just... All right. Today's show is brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance. Their service and price means something to you, means everything to them. They've served the Valley for more than five decades. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th North Street Auto Mall, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf. This week, Kevin is driving a Kia Sorento.
It is a great vehicle if you are looking for something that has all-wheel drive, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, and throw in 5 years, 60,000 miles of roadside assistance as well. You can tow your boats, you can tow your snowmobiles this winter, and with all-wheel drive, you'll be able to get to those places that you like to snowmobile without any problems. And it's available in the 2.4-liter four-cylinder or 3.3-liter V6. And right now, the reason we're talking about the 2015 Sorento is you can get 0% APR for not just 70 months or 72 months, but 75 months. That's for the 2015 all-wheel drive Sorento LX, for example. That would be $349 a month with only tax and tags down and financing the sale price under $26,000.
Incredible deals and the best dealership to deal with and to talk to. They put your interests first at Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Yesterday, we talked about CBSSports.com and bracketology. Before a single ball has been tossed in the air to start the season. That will happen later this week. Today, a story on ESPN.com about how the Steelers don't think seeing Justin Bieber the night before the Jets game jinxed them.
I saw that. I'm like, what in the world are they talking about?
The fact that it is a story is pathetic. What's the story? It's pathetic. This is where we're headed as media. We're supposed to be proud of a profession that puts out a story like that. No. As I said yesterday, I love the games. Love why? More games, the merrier we are able to see. And let's face it, what Oregon played Utah the other night. There's no way 20 years ago we would have seen that game. 25 years ago. We wouldn't have seen that game. Glad I got a chance to watch it.
I didn't even know there were colleges west of the Mississippi.
Well, you also recently found out there were states west of the Mississippi, but that's a different story for the On the Mark program. That was the cross promotion.
Very well done.
So, I was talking yesterday, games, awesome, more games. We just talked about Red Zone previous half hour. That's fun, great. But what I can do without, and Kevin, the first time Kevin heard me say this, I won't watch an NFL pregame show. Or an NBA pregame
show.
That
was strange to me.
Why? I don't need to. What do I need to watch it for?
You don't think there's insight that they're offering that you don't know?
Zero.
I can't say that.
Okay. What did you learn? What's the last time you watched it? Because you didn't watch this week.
You know what?
School tour this week.
It's funny. I have not watched a pregame show this entire year. It's funny that you picked that. I don't. I haven't this year. Because you've talked me out of watching it.
There's nothing on it.
That's what you told me, so I stopped watching.
And?
Well, I'm no dumber because of it, I'll put it that way.
Has it made the experience different?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so you want? I mean, I don't care. You can watch whatever you want. I don't care.
Well, all right, let me give you an example. Because I am a Steeler fan, so I like watching Bill Cowher on the shows. I like watching him on pregame shows because I like what he has to say. At times, I think he doesn't hold back and says things that maybe some coaches or players might not.
Fair enough.
So I feel as though I'm getting an honest view on things. I watch ESPN's pregame, which seems to go on pretty much all morning, I
want to be fair here, though, for one second.
Okay.
If I'm programming the networks, I'm doing the same thing because
yes.
I have 24 hours. Okay. I have 24 hours. So I have to fill it. So I want to fill it with something that's interesting and the NFL interests people. So I am not, if I'm programming, I'm doing what they're doing. So don't get me wrong here. But you can't always play games and you can't always run SportsCenter.
But a 30-minute show, and I don't even know if CBS is still 30 minutes. I mean, it used to be 30 minutes.
No,
that's back to an hour now. With 30 minutes, I felt like I was getting information. When it goes to an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, I feel as though I'm getting a lot of fluff about every stinking game.
But the most valuable guys to me, the most valuable guys to me are the Adam Schefter, Chris Mortensen, John Clayton to a point.
I agree with that.
Mike Florio, Peter King. Those are the key guys to me that if they were to come on, I would stop and listen. To me, they're the Will McDonoughs of this era that kind of, okay, I've talked to people. This is what I know. Hey, that's important. I think, and everything else, let's break that. I think Carolina needs to do this, this, and this. I'm like, yeah, really? Okay, fine. I can watch a tape, too.
See, I used to like CBS's team to a point on the NFL Today. I think James Brown does a nice job of tying everything together. I like Jason Lockenfora. Not a big Boomer fan. Of course, Bill Cowher can't do anything wrong to me, so it's fine. I think the addition of Tony Gonzalez kind of made it a little less of an entertainment show and an NFL show. Because I think when Sharp was there, it was more about him, and it became more entertainment, and that bothered me. Now, Fox, I think, does a pretty decent job of mixing entertainment and information. And and when every one of those guys talk, I feel like I'm learning something. But see, the problem is they cover the NFC, and I don't. I mean, I my team's in the AFC, so I don't normally watch them as a pregame show.
Okay.
That's just me.
I understand.
Now, ESPN, it just takes, I mean, they talk about every single game because they have time to fill, and it's just like, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not going to watch this. I only want to know about a handful.
But again, if I'm programming it, in all fairness, Kev, if I'm programming it,
well, I understand.
I mean, I'm this is what I'm putting on. I have 24 hours. I'm going to fill it with NFL and pregame and talk and insight and things like that. I mean, I understand that. As a viewer or as a football fan, okay, and I'm just, when it's 1 o'clock, it's game time. I'll watch the game. And again, I do a pregame show on radio, but I think it's a little bit different in what we do because we're zeroed in on one team, and we have a group of fans that are zeroed in on one team.
That's what I was going to say. You're talking about the team I'm most interested in, and the way you do the show with the fan interaction in the beginning, that makes it more interesting to me because those are people asking questions that I'm wondering myself a lot of times.
Well, Jack's outstanding on it. So, I mean, it's to be honest with you, he's the difference maker on the show. I mean, with the insight he brings, the intelligence he brings, and so forth. Okay.
But you know, yesterday you were talking about with these 24-hour sports channels, you were expecting years ago seeing all these sports and how excited you were about it. Here's the problem. I get the money side of it. Leave that aside. I understand that some sports just don't draw enough viewers and there's not enough money to make it happen. I get it.
Hold on, everybody. This is the part where he complains about the Olympics.
No, I just don't. I'm not seeing the sports that I expected I would see or that I used to see. Here's a great example. You know what one of the best programs on the weekend was? ABC Wide World of Sports. Sometimes you got a regular sport. Sometimes you got a sport you didn't see. I mean, let's be honest. Did any of us ever see ski jumping before Jim McKay had it on ABC Wild World of Sports? No.
No.
We didn't even know it existed. Mm-hmm. Not even in an Olympic year. But we're still not seeing those sort of things. Yeah, I mean, I'm focusing on Olympic sports a little bit here. But we're not seeing the amount of sports that I expected to see. We're not seeing some of the sports that would normally not get covered because there's no money in it. And I understand it's just disappointing.
Life is disappointing at times.
But why can't we have a show on CBS Sports Network or NBC Sports Net or Fox Sports 17 or one of the many ESPNs that is like Wide World of Sports?
Because you're the only person that would watch.
But why was Wide World of Sports so successful then, Steve? Is it because we didn't have any other options?
No other options. We're a football country now. Drop it.
But that show was quite popular. Now, granted, at that time in my life, I got four channels on a good day.
By the way, I totally agree with you about what you're saying. I am in absolute agreement with you. I'll give you an example. When I went and did the game in Ireland, a truly fun moment for me was to watch. Well, the demonstration part with Irish hurling was really cool. And I participated in the whole thing. I know you're shocked I participated.
I would have liked to have seen the Irish hurling part.
But it was a blast. And then at halftime, I'm usually doing my own thing or whatever. And I mean, people always say, oh, don't you watch the blue band? Not really. I've got stuff to do. Right? But when they did the Irish hurling thing at halftime, right, when the commercial breaks, boom, I was watching. It was great. And where did I first see that? On Wide World of Sports. That's the one thing about what ESPN has done that I don't get. I don't get why they did not go back to Wide World of Sports. That's the part I've never understood that. Why they never brought that back on a 24-hour all-sports station. I never understood that. But that's their choice. But 24-hour sports, again, the games are great, great, great. But it's to the point now where unless you can lock in on something, for example, if I'm watching the Big Ten Network and they start talking about Penn State, I lock in. What are they saying? What are they thinking? And so forth. You start talking about Iowa, maybe, you know. We're getting more. I talked about this earlier in the year. Several times I talked about this. It used to be when we were kids. Really, how about if I just go with my own childhood? In my own childhood, now obviously there were fewer teams. I mean, when I was a kid, there were 14 NFL teams, and there were originally 8 AFL teams. And in baseball, when I was a kid, there were 20 Major League Baseball teams, 10 American, 10 National. Hockey, when I was a kid, there were 6. It was a big deal to me when they expanded, put Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, Oakland. Who are the other two? Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Oakland, Los Angeles, Minnesota, and the sixth one. The sixth one I'll probably remember here in about a second. St. Louis was the sixth, and it was a big deal. Like they doubled the league, but they doubled the league to 12. So there's 6. You know, the NBA had, I think at that time, I want to say a dozen teams, maybe 14 teams. And I knew something about every team because I was so into it and so immersed in it. I knew something about every team. I knew who was on the Oakland Seals. Charlie Hodge was their goalie. Carol Vadney was their defenseman. I knew these things. I mean, the Oakland Seals. I mean, the NBA. I mean, it wasn't, you know, I knew Oscar Robertson was on the Cincinnati Royals and was joined by Jerry Lucas. I mean, the Cincinnati Royals. I mean, not the Celtics. I mean, the Knicks had the starting five. It was DeBuscher, it was Bradley, it was Reed, it was Pearl Monroe, Walt Frazier, Dick Barnett came off the bench, and I was not a Knicks fan in the least. And I knew their starters. I knew who the players were for Green Bay. I knew who the players were for Philadelphia. I knew who the backup quarterback was for Philadelphia. Jack Concannon, for goodness sakes. Same thing in baseball. New players, all the players on every team. Now, today, with so much thrown at us, yeah, we watch a lot more games, but we are really, if you are a Phillies fan, you are dialed in on the Phillies. And if I were to bring up to you, hey, what do you think of the Colorado Rockies? Like, well, you know, yeah, they'll be playing next week. I guess I could talk about Troy Tulowitzki a little bit. But you're dialed in as a Phillies fan. The Phillies are like your whole deal. The rest of the league, you know what's going on, but in other words, you know the guys who used to play for the Phillies. Yeah, I don't know about the Nationals. I got Jason Worth. No. You're dialed in as a Steeler fan. You know you hate the Ravens and you hate the Browns and you have no respect for the Bengals. But if I bring up the Vikings to you, you're like, Adrian Peterson isn't playing this year, is he?
They wear purple, right?
But, you know, I mean, you see where I'm going here, though.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's dialed in on their team. That's why I was talking about what Jack and I do in the Penn State pregame show, because the people we're talking to are absolutely dialed in on Penn State football. You know, Jack, what's your insight as to how it played out? Steve, you were practiced all week, so tell what happened there. All right? That's what, you know, that's where we're dialed in now. This, and it's not that there's too many teams, but it's because now that our favorite team is on all the time, we don't watch the other teams unless they're playing our team. Because every game is on. You can see every Steeler game. If you want to see every Pirate or Phillies game, you can. Penguins are on all the time en route. Comcast has the flyers. You dialed in on your group. And I think that's one of the reasons why, for example, you talk about you watch an NFL pregame show, and people, they only care about, hey, they're going to talk about the Steelers coming up. Now, coming up next half hour is Megatron dialed in for the Lions. And your first reaction is, are they playing the Steelers this week? No, don't care.
Moving
we'll come
on.
Back with more. Yeah, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Instead of carving turkey this month, Sunbury Motors Hyundai is carving up some juicy deals on all new Hyundais. Every new Hyundai price has been carved to the bone at Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. 2015 Sonata started only $19,871. There's 0% financing for up to 60 months on all 2014 Elantra sedans, coupes, and GTs. 2015 Elantra lease specials start at just $159 a month with only $19.99 due at signing. And of course, America's best warranty on every new vehicle. 10 years, 100,000 miles. You can only find these deals at the Susquehanna Valley's Value Headquarters. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. The right car at the right price since 1915. Be sure to check out their entire inventory at sunburymotors.com. This Thanksgiving season, be thankful you got your new Hyundai from SMC.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. More than five decades, they have served the Valley. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Auto, home, life, business insurance, simple motto. Service and price means everything to them because they know it means everything to you. Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Interesting that Kevin's been driving a Sunbury Motors vehicle a week, including the Kia Sorento this week, which has temporarily put his chauffeur out of work.
I'd rather drive myself. I'm not a great rider. I like driving.
Yes, but it was always about the prestige of being driven by the chauffeured limousine.
Oh, okay.
Because Mark Lawrence doesn't have that and has to drive himself. I spoke actually personally with your chauffeur, Raul. Right? He said he'd love to drive the Sorento and drive you in it.
No, maybe we can work something out.
Well, they'd like to work that. In fact, you wouldn't mind being put on retainer.
Hey, when does the bobsled and skeleton season start?
2016.
All right. Or 2018. I was going to say, I don't think it'll be in 2016. It might be a little rough in Brazil.
2018, somewhere in South Korea.
Isn't it Pyongyang?
Sure, if you say so. All right, 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. Yeah, the bobsled season is on the horizon. Do they have a channel for that?
You would think there would be, or at least an internet channel for it.
And you haven't found it?
Not yet.
Are you drawn more to bobsled and skeleton because your Steeler team needs psychological help?
No, I think it's one of the only Olympic sports I'd still be able to do. That's wrong, because I'd have to be in just a little bit better shape. But curling, now there's a sport that I could do. There's my chance to make the Olympics, is curling.
I can't get every target.
I don't think that's how they play. I think there was a curling club in Hazleton. I think there's one up in Wilkes-Barre too.
They actually had a curling exhibition here at Pagula Ice Arena about a month ago. And the draw from the Penn State Curling Club, the number of people that came out to try it or wanted to know more about it, was an outstanding turnout. There was genuine interest. I thought that was kind of neat. I think it was the week of the Michigan game. It was October 11th, I think.
Well, I think people look at it the way I do. I really believe this, that that's the one sport that I think I could do that I see on TV.
You mean at a high level?
At any level. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to run the 100 or the 200 meters or the 100 intermediate hurdles or high jump anymore. But curling is like the one thing that I could still do. Bowling's another one. That's the one thing that I could still do and make it into the Olympics if it were ever to become an Olympic sport. It was in Seoul in the 80s. It was a trial. I don't think that ever took off, though.
Football coming up this weekend. Let's get back to football. All right, football this weekend. Had to change the show from your hijack attempt to bring it to the Olympics.
No, it was just a couple of random thoughts.
Okay, if we can sell to a local proprietor... Random Thoughts with Kevin Herr will go in that direction.
Hey, Chris Schenkel made a good living doing the PBA tour on ABC, all right? That was another thing that used to be on Wide World of Sports, too.
Again, if we can sell to a local business, Random Thoughts with Kevin Herr, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Sounds like Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Basically, yes. Random thoughts. What pops into that Kevin mind? So far today, off the air, I've had to hear about his fantasy team. Wow. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. Jump in, talk whatever you want. College football playoff is, of course, they're going to release the new rankings coming up tonight. So the new rankings come out tonight. Or the college football playoff. A lot of people are wondering which team might be in the four spot. Some people think it might be TCU, even though Baylor beat them this year, 61-58. That game was, of course, played at Baylor. And Doug in Wellsboro. Doug.
Steve, what's up?
It's curling or football, big dog. What do you want?
Curling, of course. If you're talking curling, I had to call in.
Yeah, jump in, Doug. What are your questions? I have an entire list of outstanding international curlers I could talk about.
What's the recruiting scene like in curling, Steve?
It's Doug, it's unbelievable. The number of people that are getting involved in this thing, and not only that, but you can recruit 45-year-old out-of-shape people that have no shot of getting down the street that can slide a stone down the ice.
That's me!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did that hit close to home?
No, I'm proud of that. I'll easily fall into that category.
We can also revisit Kevin's idea of having all the teams play so they're not playing out of conference schedule type thing. That would help out a lot.
Doug,
I hear sarcasm in your voice, Doug. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. Again, this falls under the category Random Thoughts with Kevin Herr, brought to you by Sonic.
Hey, I do have a question for you.
Please, Doug.
Yeah, the emails that are coming out under discovery, why are they coming out piecemeal? Why aren't they all released at once?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a question Bob Buhner can better answer. Civil suit. I think they're releasing what they have been able to, I think, look at, and they haven't looked at all of them yet. I think it takes a while because there's over 400 of them, so I think it takes a while to look at all of them. So I think they're releasing the ones or slipping out information on the ones that they have that they've really looked into at this point. And they have all of them. It's just a question of actually reading them and then figuring out the traffic pattern as to how it, you know, what direction it takes you.
Who's releasing them? Corman's team, or who releases them?
I think it's through the Corman team. I think it's them. The NCAA doesn't want them released.
Okay. Right, I know that, yeah.
Yeah.
So
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, I just have I sent you an email about this too, but Judy Eichenlaub died yesterday, I believe.
Judy from Muncie.
Yeah,
I did not get the email, so I apologize.
No, that's okay. I just sent it a little while ago, but I think her daughter posted on Facebook. You knew, of course, you knew she had been sick for a while, but I'm just going to miss her. I love listening to her on Thursday nights back in the old days and stuff.
You know, Doug, it's interesting because I knew she was sick, and I sent her a letter and, you know, told her what a great Penn State fan that she was. I met her once. In fact, I met her a couple times, her and her husband. And they were at the Penn State Club of Williamsport is where I met them. And she was awfully nice. And her husband, great guy too. Awfully nice. Just loved the football program. Loved the ability that she had to talk to Joe. And when she called up, you know, it was always, "Hi, guys." And, you know, it would instantly put a smile on everyone's face. And then after that, she'd make a comment here or there. If you actually listen to the questions that she actually asked very good questions. Now, obviously, it used to be she'd get through every week. And, of course, people listening to the show would start to make fun that she's getting through every week. Well, then to her credit, after we said that, hey, we're going to switch up in terms of the callers and so forth, she started calling once a month. And she'd call three times a year because she felt that was the rule. And all Judy happened to be was somebody who loved Penn State football. She loved Joe Paterno. She loved the players. She loved the program. She couldn't get enough of the games, and it made her happy. And she was a great, great fan. And I met her a couple of times, and she was just awfully, awfully nice.
She called into the show a couple of times, too, over the last year or so.
Yes. Yes, she has. And she's wonderful. It's a very nice of you to bring that up, Doug, by the way. Very nice of you.
I know Franklin talked about family, but for those of us, Steve, you know, those that have gone back with the program for 30 years, I mean, that's part of the fun of it. I mean, we're all considered like kind of pseudo-family type stuff. You know, Jerry from Philly, you know, Mike from Williamsport, Ed from Altoona, those guys, Harry and Henry from Steelton, that was all part of the fun of it. You know, I know it's going to be different from here on out, but growing up and stuff, that was all part of the fun, listening to that stuff on Thursday night, listening to if Joe was cranky or not, you know, and what he'd give us or not, and how late he'd show up to the program, and, you know, how long he'd stay. That was all part of the fun of the show.
I totally respect the Learfield, because obviously I'll do the show any way they wish. That's my job as a professional, to do the show and make it work. Just so people understand, I would love to take calls all the time. On the pregame show, I would love to take calls all the time. But it's actually Learfield's policy where they don't take calls, but they take calls and they relay them to us. For example, you called in on Saturday and they relayed your question to us as to what you they put on the air. And it's not a safety thing or anything like that. They do this with all of their shows. I think they have 60 networks now. And this is a standard as to how they handle it with either email or relaying calls. I personally love the interaction with fans. I love when you call and that you and I talk right now. I look forward to when you call, to be frank with you. Does it mean you and I are always going to agree on things? No, but I hope that when you ask for information, that I give you information and it gave you a better insight into the program or an answer to your question. I enjoy this part. That's why I love going out doing speaking engagements. I love the interaction and hearing what people have to say and what their questions are, and then trying to do a good job to answer the question. That way they walked out with more knowledge.
Yeah, Penn State couldn't have a better ambassador than you. I mean, I grew up over the mountain. I grew up over the mountain in Lewistown, and Fran used to be started out there at WKVA. So to follow Fran was the same way, and you're a great ambassador for Penn State. And I know you do all the other shows for the other, you know, announcers for the other things. There's a lot of stuff that people don't realize you do in the background, you know, full time. But anyway, I'm going to miss Judy for Muncie. So,
yeah,
it was a fun
time.
That's
very nice of you to say. That's very classy, Doug. I know that Kevin has a quick question before you go, though.
Yeah, Doug, I wanted to get your thoughts on North Penn, South Williamsport this weekend, because I know North Penn just beat Wellsboro in the single-A playoffs in what was a pretty, it appeared to be entertaining game, at least until the third quarter.
Yeah, the week before, Wellsboro beat North Penn here in Wellsboro for the end-of-season game. The way it worked out is Wellsboro had to go North Penn. That Petropola kid, he threw a couple interceptions, so North Penn now advanced in the playoffs. So they played back-to-back weeks. Bragg alone is going to, you know, win the game for South Williamsport. He's going to go for as many yards as he has to go for, and there's just no stopping Bragg alone. So South's going to win it. There's no doubt about it.
26 North Penn. It's just unfortunate when you have to play teams back-to-back.
Right. The day I called you, our quarterback, Petropola, he actually got hurt when they were playing at Troy, I believe, that night.
Right.
Got hurt right at the beginning of the second quarter, so that's where they took their first loss. So he was slow coming back a couple weeks from basically a shoulder strain. So, but that's just the way it worked out.
Hey, thanks, Doug. Appreciate the insight, and you're going to be our new Northern Tier correspondent.
Okay.
That's good, Doug. I like that. Hey, Doug, thanks so much. Pleasure anytime.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
Randy in Sunbury is next. Hi, Randy. Thanks for waiting.
Yes. Hi, Steve. Enjoyed the show today. And as you and Kevin were talking about the Olympics, I think Kevin mentioned events like 100 meter, 200 meter, and high jump. You know, and he was thinking, I know Kevin was thinking, the curling is one thing he could do.
Physically, yes. Physically, I could, yes.
Well, you were mentioning the high jump. In your prime, how high could you get?
I still have the same 3-inch vertical that I had then.
Okay. And
well,
Steve,
the day he hit the golf ball off the railing, you should have seen him jump.
I still have that same 3-inch vertical, yes. It's very impressive.
Steve, you know, I'm a Nittany Lions fan and Steelers fan. Nittany Lions fan for, it's been since the 70s. Anyway,
sure.
You know, and they're both, struggling in their seasons, but for the Nittany Lions, are they playing... were they playing better at the beginning of the season than they are now? And if they are playing, if they are not playing as well now, why is that?
It's a really good question, Randy. I thought when I watched them against Central Florida, they struggled to run the ball in that game, but they threw the ball well and their pass protection was really good. What happens is everybody gets a tape on you. And you notice defensively Akron actually started, Akron played them pretty well defensively in that game. The defenses played great all the way through. I think we saw an improvement in the special teams this past week with the coverage and also the punting that in a field position defense game, it showed how Penn State can win it. Obviously, offensively, in the non-conference early on, you were not playing Ohio State. Obviously, you're not playing Maryland, you know, even Northwestern. You're playing better teams than you played in the non-conference. And I think that's made a difference. Are they playing better? They're playing better on defense every week. Their special teams seem to be better, but they still have to tweak a couple of little things. You know, the judgment Grant Haley has on kick returns. I mean, that's a product of youth. And yeah. But I'll say this. I admire the fact that he wants to make a play. That shows the competitor in him. I also want the competitor to be smart and go, you know what, the 25-yard line's pretty good.
Yeah.
And offensively, obviously, it has been a fight to get every inch. And I think that that's the part when people look at the progress of the team, they're asking, have they made progress there? And in some ways, I see the progress because I look at the number of drives that they had over 40 yards in this game on Saturday. And the number of drives that they had over, they had some drives over 40 yards. But it's the ability to string together for them 5 to 8 plays in a row. It seems like they'll string together 4 or 5, then boom, knock back for a loss. String together a couple more, knock back for a loss. They were thrown for 11 losses in that game. So they need to find a way to string together a series of plays more consistently that I think will give everyone a different perspective. Because defensively, are they better? Yes. Special teams, are they better? Yes. Offensively, I think people are waiting to see if they can really make that stride offensively, which would then change the dynamics of the final three games to put Penn State in the win category.
Yeah. I have not watched them at all. Same as the Steelers. I don't have an eye test. So that's why I really wondered, Steve, your opinion on that. I just hear the radio. You and Jack are calling it, and I really wanted you to fill in between the lines for me.
Well, I hope that did, because what I see are young. Let's talk offense for a second, because obviously this is going to be the area that I think you're really dialing in on, correct, Randy?
Yeah.
All right, let's look at the offense. Blacknall's a freshman. Godwin's a freshman. Hamilton's really good, but he's a redshirt freshman. The old man of the group. So you have 4 wideouts that are 3 freshmen and a sophomore. Your tight ends are a little bit older, except for Gesicki. And Gesicki, Randy, is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, okay.
Your backs are older in Belton, and then you have a redshirt sophomore in Lynch, but it's a third year in the program. On the offensive line, this is where your issue happens. You have a redshirt freshman in Nelson who has a lot of talent. I really like him a lot. But he's also a redshirt freshman. Brendan Mann's a redshirt freshman. You don't want to be starting 2 redshirt freshmen on your offensive line, idealistically. You've then taken 2 defensive tackles and you've made them offensive linemen. So, in other words, they're freshman linemen in terms of playing the position.
Yep.
All right. Now you got Mangiero, who's played. Let's be fair. Ange has played. And Ange, by the way, has done a decent enough job. And losing Donovan Smith for a couple of games, your most experienced guy, hasn't exactly helped the works here. And not having Diefenbach all year has been a huge blow. So now you played the last couple of games without Smith and Diefenbach when they were supposed to be the cornerstones of what you were supposed to do back in the spring. Yeah. So that's that domino that causes a setback and slows down the progress that you're trying to make.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Steve.
Randy, always a pleasure. Thank you. Fun. Love the interaction. Great questions. And, Doug, thank you for the very, very kind comments. I appreciate that very much. That was very nice of him to say. again, Kevin has to go to Holy Cross Saturday to Worcester. He'll make the trip 80, 81, 84. Go through the beautiful metropolises of Milford, Newburgh, Danbury, Waterbury, Hartford, Manchester. Then up to Sturbridge, take the Mass Pike, go up one exit, and then get to Worcester.
He's already openly complained.
Openly complained. I told you, go to the mill in the river.
All right.
He's already openly complained.
Just about the weather, that it's going to be cold.
About being in the weather. Again, we will go by people along the way that will be working outside. Leaves, trying to take care of lawns, working in the streets, road construction. Go through cities where some are looking for shelters. And Kevin is complaining about being at a football game in a press box because it might be a bit chilly. So,
Steve Jones, putting my life in perspective.
So now, if we could do a fundraiser to buy Kevin a coat.
Oh, no. I have one of those.
We'll call it Coats for Kevin.
It has a nice ring, though.
Yes, it does. Coats for Kevin.
I've got a beautiful Bucknell parka that is just been that's used just for these events in at Holy Cross, because I can't
say Worcester. Come on!
Every time I say it, it sounds like I'm making fun of the accent.
I'm calling from Somerville. When's Bobby Orr's birthday? Long time listener, first time caller. Brady, best ever? Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland.